Lamplight Audiobooks presents The Cost of Living, an Anton B. Mystery by Rachel Ward, narrated by Charlie Sanderson. Chapter 1. The bottle wobbled with every movement of the conveyor belt. "You'd be better off lying that down," B said at the exact moment that the wobble turned into a nosedive. The woman made a grab for it. Too late. It hit the floor, glass and brown sauce exploding horizontally over a surprisingly wide area. The little boy started crying. The girl in the trolley seat clapped her hands and crowed with delight. "Oh my God, oh my God!" The woman crouched down by her son. "Mason, are you hurt? Let me look at your legs." There was sauce splattered on the thick fleece of his jogging bottoms, but nothing worse. "I'm so stupid!" "Is he all right?" B asked. The woman was scrubbing at her son's legs with a used tissue. "Yet, just in a mess. I can't believe it's all right," B soothed. "It's just an accident." She pressed a button on her desk, lighting up the cube that identified her till. "It's fine, honestly. I'll get it cleaned up." "I can't do anything right. I can't do anything." The deputy manager, Neville, walked briskly towards them along the back of the tills, clutching a clipboard. As soon as he saw what the trouble was, he swiveled on his heel and retreated to the customer service console. His nasal voice rang out through the tannoy system. "Cleaner to check out six. Cleaner to check out six." The woman stood up, settling her son onto her hip. The sauce on his joggers made brown smears on her cream-coloured mac as she hitched him up. "They'll be here soon," said B. "I'll get someone to fetch you a new bottle of sauce. Take the kids through. Sit down if you want. I'll do your packing." There were still a few items in the trolley. The woman's hands were shaking as she loaded them onto the belt. Her little girl was still clapping. "Stop it, Tiffany! You're doing my head in!" She reached down to the bottom of the trolley for a tin of sweet corn, squashing her son against the wire edge. His grizzling increased in volume. "I'm just so stupid," she said, her voice full of self-loathing. "It's been that sort of day. Dave's right. I can't do anything." "Everyone has that sort of day, luckily not all at the same time," B said. "I lost my wedding ring yesterday," the woman confided.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?